WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The most disturbing thing about The Bear is the way it reveals what movies are in all their nakedness. Who needs a multi-layered plot, rich characters, complex issues, or sinuous dialogue? Those are all just so much icing on the crowd-pleasing cake. The Bear is one of the most enormous international hits in history, and it's achieved its position using the creakiest of old Hollywood come-ons. A simple chase plot, some pretty scenery, and most important of all, two glamorous and beautiful stars. The kind that, like Madonna or Cher, require only one name. Meet Bart. And Deuce. The movie has only 44 lines of dialogue, most of it grunted by three fairly lousy actors who play bear hunters. The hunter's quarry is Big Bart, a gorgeous Kodiak whom they've already wounded. But they also capture Little Deuce, an orphan cub who spends most of the movie trying to get Bart to love and care for him. That, more or less, is the whole plot. But the director takes us inside the bear's heads in a daring way that's by turns affecting and icky sweet. In almost no instance, however, is it believable. Giving bears simple and comprehensible human emotions wipes out their mystery. Making them big, dumb, furry versions of ourselves turns them into the sort of critters Goldilocks might have felt at home around. The soundtrack, which is wonderfully designed, makes the bears sound even more anthropomorphic. Here's Little Deuce whimpering. I could swear no bear on earth sounds that appealingly human and baby-like. And even when he tries to scare the hunters away, he sounds more like Flipper in a snit. Here's a kind of bear happy hour. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? How about this? Right, not a bear, a frog. But I digress. The movie's director, Jean-Jacques Annaud, made Quest for Fire, the glossy but irremediably dumb spectacle about how cavemen are just like you and me. In some ways, the bear goes even further. We get to see bear dreams, for instance. And in one scene, Little Deuce eats some questionable mushrooms and has a little ursine acid trip. All of this keeps the time passing, divertingly enough, but I kept wishing this movie had more grit, more edge. The bear is some kind of technical feat. But what it does to nature is denature it. At heart, this movie is Bambi, with claws.